If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC. Welcome to the Cubs Talk Podcast, presented by Wintrust. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer. Happy opening day 2019. The Cubs are 1-0 after pounding the Rangers 12-4 this afternoon. Our Cubs insider, Tony Andracki, is down in Texas. He was at the game, and he's here to recap the day. Tony, 13 hits, 12 runs, and every player in the starting lineup scored a run. I guess the offense is officially fixed, right?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Bryant said it himself. He was asked that very question, and he said, yep, that's it. We're all fixed. We're good now. Obviously, he was joking, and it is just one game. But he said that he felt, Chris Bryant was saying this, that he felt that this was the best the Cubs offense looked even all of last year. He never can remember a game where they were so complete in terms of, you know, hitting the ball the other way, hitting the ball out of the ballpark, drawing walks. They drew 8 walks today, and then Bodie was hit by a pitch as well, so 9 free passes. I mean, they just did everything right. They used the middle of the field. They had great approaches from the first guy to the last guy. And like you said, it was a whole team effort. Every single guy scored, and then even, you know, Schwarber coming up in the – replacing Mark Zagunis and then having like a bloop double as well. So it was exactly as you could draw it up for this Cubs offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than the alternative. It's better than the alternative being Lester gets pounded and they lose 12-4. I know it's only one game, right, and 161 to go, but if you had to draw up game one, this is a pretty nice start.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Lester is really the kind of the storyline that's lost on this all. I mean, Madden was asked, I don't know, 5 or 6 questions before we even got to Lester. And, I mean, here's a 35-year-old who everybody's thinking, you know, I know Pecota is thinking that all the age is going to get to him, and this is a guy that's going to start breaking down at some point. And, yeah, he gave up a 2-run homer, and the Cubs were actually losing this game 2-0. But, I mean, Lester burrowed down from there, and he had a quality start. He has not had good opening day numbers with the Cubs in his 3 starts before this, but obviously picks up the win, the quality start here. It was really just a perfect game all around. And Lester, the really encouraging sign, only 3 strikeouts today, but he got a lot of swing and misses. I think it was in the 10 or 11 range. And that's what you want to see from Lester, is that many swings and misses, because that's just going to lead to good things for him all year.
Well, Lester got lost in the headlines because there were so many other stars. I mean, the big one, of course, is Javi Baez with 2 home runs. Yelich goes out and hits one for the Brewers. Javi says, hold my beer, and he hits 2 in Texas. What regression, Tony? We were all looking for a step back. Maybe not so fast. Maybe Javi can do this again, and maybe even more in 2019.
Maybe, but remember, they can't drink during games or whatever, you know. Yeah, so there's a little bit, Javi wasn't saying, hold my beer. I think he was saying, hold my Gatorade or whatever.
That's a new rule. New rule.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think he was asked that today. It was, okay, so can we start, is it too early to start talking about MVP because he's already one up on Yelich? But the interesting part is Javi mentioned, and he said this a little bit last year, but he talked about how the MVP talk kind of got to him a little bit last year. And so he felt like, you know, he doesn't want to discuss that again this year.
Well, and the home run was opposite field. One of them was Chris Bryant home run opposite field. 3 ribbies for him. And he almost hit one in the first inning, too. I really liked what I saw out of Chris Bryant. He didn't have, like, a huge spring, and I think people were a little concerned. I think it was 2 home runs in the Cactus League. But I liked his at-bats in game number 1, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he said that he felt that that first one in the first inning that you mentioned, he thought he hit that quite a bit better than even the second one. And the second one was a 426-footer to, you know, right center. So that'll tell you a lot about where Bryant's at. And but he did admit, too, that, you know, all this talk about the shoulder and that it's 100% healthy, which he's been saying all winter. You know, we've heard it from him since Cubs convention in January. He reiterated all through spring, but he said it was good to just go out there and, like, prove it. You know, for himself, I guess, or for anybody else. Not that he is listening to the haters or anything anyway, but, yeah, it's obviously a good sign to see what he can do. And those were the swings last year, the swings the opposite way and up the middle that really bugged him with the shoulder. And if he's doing that and hitting the ball that hard the other way, then, yeah, obviously there are very good signs to come.
We've been talking for 2 years about the leadoff spot. Albert Almora gets the first shot at it. Leading off today, he had two hits. How much more do you think he's going to play with Hap down there, and how much of that will be at the leadoff spot?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, so much is made of opening day, and we have almost 48 hours from now until game two starts, but really, Almora might not even be in the leadoff spot either of these next two games in Texas. I mean, the Rangers are throwing a couple of righties who don't necessarily profile well against Almora as good matchups. So I imagine he'll be out there, maybe even starting both games in center, but maybe more in the 8 or 9 spot in the lineup. But yeah, he should start quite a bit. I mean, the Cubs have plenty of depth, and right now with the DH spot as well, you figure that Almora, for his glove, he should be out there all three of these games in Texas. But if need be, I mean, both Chris Bryant and Jason Hayward can play center field as well. But yeah, with half down, it's Almora's job. He just has to figure things out a little better, because he did have two hits today, but he also had three strikeouts and really chased some bad pitches against both righties and lefties. That's not really indicative of who he is as a hitter.
Tony, you mentioned the 9 walks for the Cubs. 3 of them were Anthony Rizzo, the first Cub to do that, with 3 on opening day since Derek Lee. Before that, it was Sammy Sosa with 3 on an opening day for the Cubs. I just think he's going to see a ton of great pitches. If you can have Bryant and Baez have the types of seasons that we know they can, those three could really cause some damage right at the top of the order. Rizzo, very patient today, even though he wasn't getting his pitch.
Yeah, definitely. And in years past, we've seen, I think it was 2 years ago, Rizzo actually had more walks than strikeouts. Last year, if you look at anywhere from, like, I think about April 20th or so on, he had more walks than strikeouts. This year, I mean, you know, you talk about bold predictions that we made before the season. It's entirely possible to see him walk 10 to 15 or even 20 times more than he strikes out this year, because that he has such a good eye. And the one hit he had today, you know, he choked up with 2 strikes and just dumped it out at this, you know, 80-mile-an-hour exit velocity blooper into center field. It was nothing pretty, but as you said, I mean, he got on 4 times today. And when a guy like Javi is hitting after him, obviously that's really good news for him. So, yeah, it can be this three-headed monster. I mean, I forget who, I think it was the Rangers broadcast was talking about it during the middle of the game, but they were like, you have 3 MVP candidates in the middle of this Cubs lineup. So, yeah, Mike, they felt like Mike Minor actually pitched pretty well for Texas, but you're going up against 3 MVP candidates and then the rest of the supporting cast. So people are going to fear this Cubs lineup again.
Speaking of the Cubs lineup, Zagunas getting the start over Schwarber. How surprised were you, and will it continue in this series?
You know, I was surprised, but I shouldn't have been. I think with the DH, it's always so you fall into the trap, and I definitely fell into the trap with this game one that, oh, Schwarber's going to be in there, whether as a DH or just playing the outfield. But, yeah, against the lefty, it didn't make sense for him. And Mike Minor isn't your average opening day starter around baseball. You know, he's no DeGrom or Scherzer or anything like that. But regardless, it was still lefty. The Cubs played the same matchup game that they did, and that meant Mark Zagunas out there. And he played well. He had a hustle double. And then Schwarber came in and ended up getting more at-bats than Zagunas did throughout the day. So, and Madden said, too, that, you know, Schwarber's going to be starting these next two games against right-handed pitchers. So it was surprising, but it probably shouldn't have been from everything we know about the Cubs and Madden.
And I wonder how much of it was a reward for a great spring. It's his first major league opening day. Just kind of capture the moment and try and live up to the hype in game one, if there was any part of that to the decision on opening day. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it was. It was a good – he knows that he belongs. That's something that Madden talked about Zagunas, is he knows he belongs, and this is proof of that. And it was the same thing for David Bodie. I mean, Bodie's a known commodity from all the Cubs fans now, but this was his first opening day roster and his first opening day start. And he was joking after the game that he's 1-0 now and obviously hopes to push it to, you know, 2-0 and 3-0 in the future. But, yeah, he had a fantastic game as well, playing good defense at second, hit the ball really hard, worked some good at-bats. So for both of those guys, Bodie and Zagunas, on their first opening day rosters, and even Randy Rosario. Rosario came out and pitched really well in the seventh inning. The game was already in hand, but he had two strikeouts and just looked really, really good. So for all these guys, it was a nice moment for them, like, off the field.
Quick, before we let you go, Tony, real quick, Darvish on Saturday against his old team. What do you expect from you, Darvish? You mentioned we got about 48 hours before they even play this game, but it sounds like the blister's okay and he's ready to go.
Yeah, he said that he's good to go up over 100 pitches if he pitches well enough. So there's no physical limitations, and he's really excited. This is the last year of the Rangers ballpark here, and this is a place where he grew up. That's what he was saying today. He felt like he grew up here as a baseball player, as, you know, coming over to America, and he just appreciates the opportunity to pitch against a bunch of former teammates, but also in front of these fans. And, you know, not only Darvish, but Cole Hamels as well gets kind of the same treatment on Sunday. There were a lot of Darvish and Hamels Rangers gear from fans that I saw, like, throughout the game and before the game today. So I imagine they'll get a pretty good reception.
Any other nuggets going into games 2 and 3 that you want to tell us about, or anything else from today on opening day?
Yeah, you know, I am curious where the rest of this bullpen slots in. I know Pedro Strop pitched today. It was a little interesting to see him out there in a 10-run game, but it was more to make sure that he gets some work. But, yeah, you know, curious. Obviously, the Cubs are not going to win 12-2 every game from here. So they will need to rely on the bullpen, and they do have that day off now. So curious to see where everything slots in. Because Brad Brock also looked really well and really good in his Cubs debut.
Only 161 to go, Tony. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Luke.
Both games this weekend are right here on NBC Sports Chicago. Pregame at 6:30 on Saturday for the Darvish start. Then on Sunday, right back here on NBC Sports Chicago, Cole Hamels against his former team. Thanks for listening to the Cubs Talk podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank. Your home for Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to their Cubs page at www.wintrust.com/Cubs. And for Cubs content 24/7, so you don't miss anything, go to our website, NBCSportsChicago.com, or you can use the new My Teams app from NBC Sports, where you can stream the games and our pre- and post-game shows anywhere you go. We'll see you on Saturday for Cubs baseball on NBC Sports Chicago. Fly the W. They're 1-0.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.